The city of Plattsburgh and the town of Plattsburgh remain at odds over a payment in lieu of taxes agreement from 1992. On September 12th, City of Plattsburgh Mayor Colin Reed sent a settlement offer to the town of Plattsburgh regarding a 2018 lawsuit the city had filed. On Wednesday, the six members of the town board published an open letter rejecting the proposed agreement between the city and town that would end a lawsuit in which the city claims breach of contract in the 1992 payment in lieu of taxes agreement. Town officials note that the mayor wants a special tax exemption to eliminate taxes on any property the city owns in the town. The town's budget is based on sales taxes and has special assessment districts for highway, water, ambulance, and other services. Town board member Tom Wood says the city's offer would unreasonably harm jurisdictions such as schools and fire departments.
They want to be exempt from our taxes, and it would only cost the town of Plattsburgh because we don't have a town tax. These kinds of things have ripple effects. If we reduce the taxes to zero, what happens to the school systems? In addition, the ambulance and fire districts would not be getting their tax, because basically the taxes that the city pays to the town are for the special districts, not for our general budget or anything like that. But that really go to the core of the problem, which is, why should we reduce the taxes to zero? The city pays taxes on other properties throughout the county that they own.
Mayor Reed also offered to provide water to the town. While town officials say they appreciate the thought, they point out that the town is close to completion of a $24 million capital improvement project to upgrade the town's water infrastructure. Meg Lefebvre says the town board is unified in its decision to reject the offer.
We are a board. It's not a supervisor against a mayor, or how the public, I think, has been perceiving it. This is our town board, and we're standing up for the taxpayers of our town. We just need to agree to drop the lawsuits and move on from there. From my perspective, it's taken the wind out of a lot of really positive stuff that we could be focusing on.
Town of Plattsburgh Supervisor Michael Cashman says the council united in finding the lawsuit frivolous, and an acceptable agreement would be dropping it.
The facts haven't changed. If they believe that they have merit, then they're going to pursue the lawsuit. We don't believe that there's merit there, because I think the facts are there that this doesn't need to be pursued any further.
But Mayor Reed says documents the city has obtained show the lawsuit is valid.
It's been difficult to get the documents to really explain what has happened in this, but we've got many of them now after two or so years of trying to get these documents. So we know very clearly what happened, and has all confirmed what we think had happened. So we know that there's an issue there to be resolved. We just hope to resolve it in the most amicable way.
Reed says the town didn't really respond to the offer because it won't discuss any options except dropping the lawsuit.
I didn't see in there, from their part, ideas to continue discussion, but I'm not going to stop trying. To me, this is a business transaction. I'm still hopeful that we can get to the collaborative approach.
The full text of the Town of Plattsburgh's letter to the mayor is at wamc.org. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.